too, and that's really it. And so we've tried to really redo what the experience is that a person has in terms of working with a router, as opposed to a Linksys or some of the other kinds that are out there that are more technical oriented, and they can do a lot of different things, but for a lot of people, they don't really care about that. They just want to stay connected, and so we've tried to make it a lot simpler.
Right. It has the auto connect feature, I guess. That.
Yeah, the auto connect is, you know, really unique. We don't know of anything else that really kind of does that. There are a few pieces that can be put together to make that happen, but that is pretty unique. And some of the new stuff that's coming out in the next release is pretty exciting too. We've got some real innovative things that we've been working on, and just all focused on that mobile user and staying connected while you're on the road.
No, I think I talked about it a little bit on the show. We're heading out actually this Saturday. We're going across country from California to Florida, and that's why I really needed something like this. And after I got this from you, I saw that you could hook up a cell modem. So I reached out to Millennicom.com, and they supplied me with a 3G USB modem that worked with this. So I was able to plug that in. So why don't you talk about how it has a failover mode where if you can't connect to Wi-Fi, it'll actually go out to your cell modem?
Yeah, what the design there is like I said, you want to use Wi-Fi if you can, but sometimes it's just not available. So you can leave your 3G card in there or leave your MiFi running or whatever access you have through the cellular networks. And if it can't find an alternative Wi-Fi signal, it will fail back over to the 3G card and just launch that and use that. And again, you don't really have to do much other than just set that up and tell it that you do want it to fail over. And then so the goal is that you roll in somewhere, and if it finds something, it puts you online, and you don't really know how you're online until you actually go look at the control panel. A lot of people just leave their 3G card out, and then they check to see if there's Wi-Fi, and then if there's not, then they'll just plug it in and away they go, and then it'll connect them on that way. But that just gives you some options, and those USB cards, they're pretty popular. You can get them as on contract now. You can get them on you can even buy them at Walmart. You know, they have them on pay as you go, Cricket and various different things. And so it's a pretty inexpensive way. It's kind of nice too if you spend more travel time in the summer. Maybe you don't need the card all the time. You can do a pay as you go plan on those, which is quite popular with a lot of our customers. They just turn them on as they need them and shut them off during the winter time. So it's a nice feature, and it just gives you yet another way to connect to the internet if public Wi-Fi doesn't exist, or if the public Wi-Fi just gets to the point where it's not usable. Sometimes you get to a park, and at 5:30 at night, it's hardly usable, and it's because the park has not brought in enough bandwidth to really fulfill the needs of the guests that are staying there. And that's a never-ending battle with the parks. A lot of them just don't understand the need there and how that's really going to have to change. So.
Right. I'm sure those parks aren't some of the ones you've installed, though.
Well, you never. we've had our warts over time, but a lot of times it's not the equipment. I think that it's usually the amount of bandwidth that you can bring in, and that's the hard part, because that's the recurring cost. It's like electricity. Imagine if a person had a 100-site park, but they only brought in a couple hundred amps of service, and everybody had to share that. Well, it's the same thing with Wi-Fi in a lot of these places. They just haven't yet got to the point where they understand that the value of this is really, it goes away completely if it just doesn't have the ability to handle the biggest load that it potentially is going to have on it. And a lot of times that's the worst time. You know, it's when it's Memorial Day and it's raining, so everybody's stuck in their trailer, and they want to do something, and so they're getting on the internet. And if the park system fails, then it really can be a black eye to the parks in themselves. And a lot of times people don't understand that it's not necessarily the equipment there or the provider there. It's usually the internet backhaul that's coming in. There's just got to be a big enough pipe in order to supply the needs. That's evolving. I think a lot of the newer parks are starting to see that. I was in a place in Portland, Oregon that I pulled in, and they gave me the code and logged in, and it was I think I was getting 20 meg down wirelessly. Which is just phenomenal.